convenience value stitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head to save your hair, use stitch shampoo.
The FW Pitch Company presents the Pitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That sugar-cured hammy. That golden gravied hammy. And that's what I like about the South.
Every so often, in spite of Phil Harris's indifference to the social amenities, Alice manages to lure him out into the world where doors are opened by liveried butlers, not by exuberant persons named Richard. One of these rare occasions was last Thursday when Phil and Alice attended a dinner party in Beverly Hills. We find them now driving home from this social affair.
Didn't the Williamses have a nice dinner party, Phil?
Yeah. It was all right.
Well, what was the matter with you anyway? The way you acted when we went into dinner. Emily Williams offered you her arm and you wouldn't take it.
Of course not, kid. I was holding out for a turkey wing.
And I was terribly embarrassed at dinner when they served that pheasant under glass.
What did I do?
What did you do? You're supposed to wait till the butler removes the glass cover, you know.
You are?
Yes. And what was the idea of wrapping your knife in a napkin and cracking it down the center?
I don't know. Who's taking a chance? I ain't going to take no chance. I thought maybe them pheasants laid glass eggs. I was only trying to break the shell.
All right, but after you did you have to hold the bird on your fork and yell, "Look, Ellis, I'm a mother."
Got laughs, didn't it? It got laughs. I was only trying to get the party rolling. I never seen such deadheads.
Say, where did you and Mr. Williams disappear to after supper?
Oh, Williams, he took me outside to see them kennels of his.
Oh, yes, he's quite a dog fancier.
Yeah. Those are some dog houses he's got out there. Them broken down mutts is living better than we are. You should have seen what they was eating. Grow Puff Thermidor with hollandaise sauce.
Well, Phil, those are valuable dogs. They've won dozens of prizes all over the country.
What are you talking about? We got a dog at home that's got 10 times more sense than them hounds of his.
Oh, you don't mean that old firehouse dog you brought home for the children.
That's who I mean. Lieutenant Donahue.
Why, Phil, he doesn't even know enough to get up. And when he gets that glassy look in his eye, it's the most pathetic picture I've ever seen.
What do you mean? Did you ever get a load of your brother crawling in the kitchen window on Saturday night? With that carton of chop suey under his arm?
Oh, he doesn't crawl through the kitchen window.
Yeah, you're right. Last week he was so high they had to lower him through the skylight.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, kids, here's Lieutenant Donahue. You got the bathtub filled?
Yes, Daddy, it's all ready.
That's fine. Hey, baby Alice, did you put in the bath salts?
Yes.
And the rose water?
Yes.
And bluing?
Yes, Daddy, they're all in.
Good. How is it?
It tastes awful.
Alice! Phyllis, you're not supposed to taste it.
But, Daddy, when you make a mixture in the bathtub, you always...
That's not the same thing! There's no juniper berry in this. Now, come on, let's get Lieutenant Donahue into the tub. Come on, Lieutenant, come on. Come on, get in here. Oh, I guess I'm going to have to lift you. Here goes. There he is, in the tub.
Yes, Daddy, but you're in there with him. Oh, Daddy, you're a loo-loo. Yeah.
Well, never mind that. Get me out of here. Here I come. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, get up, Hotshot. You got your laugh.
All right, then. Hand me the soap. I'll scrub them right in here. Hey, honey, look at Lieutenant Donahue. Me and the kids just gave him a bath.
A bath?
Sure. I'm going to show up to George Williams with them fancy mutts of his.
George Williams?
Sure. I'm going to enter our dog in the Beverly Hills dog show this afternoon.
Oh, Phil, that's ridiculous. He's nothing but an old firehouse dog. He wouldn't have a chance.
What do you mean? He looks pretty good since I cleaned him up, don't he?
Well, I'll admit he looks different. I've never seen him stand so straight and erect before.
Sure. I'm no fool. I put starch in the water.
Look, he's trying to walk.
Uh-oh, he fell down.
Oh, Phil, pick him up.
Okay, I'll lean him against the wall.
Oh, this is ridiculous. What do you know about showing a dog?
Honey, I don't know nothing about showing no dogs, but I'm going down to the library and read up on it right now.
Well, suit yourself, but you're just wasting your time.
Look, the lieutenant is a very intelligent dog. When you tell him to play dead, he rolls over on his back with all four legs up in the air. Now, you watch this. Play dead, Lieutenant.
Oh, Phil, don't. The last time you did that, he stayed that way for 4 days.
Well, he's got a complex. He thinks he's a dead beetle. Look, kid, I'll see you later.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Gee, there's not much traffic on the road today. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. Cast to fraud du fasse, basso grade. Mazo gay du bambu, basso sezu, zazu. Hey, I think I'll get a little music on the radio.
Good morning, ladies. We now continue with that romantic singer of French songs. Monsieur Jean-Francois Remley.
Francois Remley? That can't be Frankie the guitar player.
And here is Monsieur Remley with his transcribed boudoir melodies.
Symphonie. Symphonie d'Angers. Que chantant toujours dans mon couleur.
Oh, brother, that is Frankie.
Symphonie.
Sing it, Sam.
Dans son dépôt.
Oh, no.
Bonjour, ladies. This is Jean Remley. Are you waiting for love? When your husband comes home at night, does he smother you with burning kisses? No? Then perhaps what you need is rock wool insulation in your attic. Attendez.
Oh, yes, ladies. If your husband is cool to you, remember, this is an important scientific fact. In the average house, 40% of the heat escapes through the clapboards and shingles of your roof. So, act now. Join the thousands of smart women who have become more kissable, more alluring, through the secret of rock wool insulation. Tune in again tomorrow for more Boudoir Melodies by Jean-Francois Remley.
Symphonie. d'imponir nos jeux.
How can he do a thing like
that? Que chanter toujours. Danse mon cou.
Oh, get that accent. He sounds like the Hildegard of Barney's Beanery.
Till tomorrow, ladies, I leave you with two words. Bon ami.
That's enough right there. Let me get some music on here.
Continuing with our teenage jamboree, this is your old platter spinner, Pasadena Rose.
Oh, so that's what happened to her. I thought she was playing bubble pipe for Sheffield.
And here's a brand new release we just got in. I tipped my hat.
Oh, I'll latch on to this one. Had me two trusty pistols, had me two leather holsters hanging by my side. Had a two-gated pony till the day matrimony took my bridle and gave me a bride. I was riding down the trail to Santa Fe when I met a pretty gal along the way. I said, ain't we met before? Then she pulled her 44, so I tipped my hat and slowly rode away. I went riding down that trail to Santa Fe when I met another gal along the way. I said, baby, you're a dream. She says, touch me and I'll scream. So I tipped my hat and slowly rode away. Rode away, rode away, 'cause there wasn't no excuse for me to stay. Tipped my hat, that was that. Yes, I left that kitten sitting where she sat. I continued down the trail to Santa Fe when I met another gal along the way. I said, are you taken too? She said, partner, I'll take you. So I tipped my hat and settled down to stay. Settled down, how I cursed the day I ever rode to town. What a life, ever since the day I took myself a wife. If you ever ride that trail to Santa Fe and you meet a pretty gal along the way, better stop and think of me. I was happy, I was free, till I tipped my hat and settled down to stay that day. Settled down in dear old Santa Fe.
Some women have thin hair, others heavy. Some women have fine hair and others coarse. Some have blonde, some brunette, some red, and some gray hair. But regardless of the texture or color, all women want hair as lustrous, as gleaming, and soft as a movie queen's tresses. You can have such hair by using Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Fitch contains a special reconditioning action that meets the important prerequisite to hair beauty, thorough cleanliness. You see, Fitch dissolves all the dirt and oil accumulations on the hair and scalp, leaving the hair sparkling, the scalp tingling with that clean sensation. Yes, Fitch leaves a clean sensation, for it lathers and rinses out equally well in hard or soft water. And since it's completely soluble, only an ordinary after rinse is needed. Keep your hair touchably soft, alluringly smooth. Keep it bright with highlights and ever easy to manage. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Buy a bottle at drug or toilet goods counters, or have professional applications at your barber or beauty shop.
Gee, this is a big library. Now, that woman told me that the research room was right down this way. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melon.
All right, now get your big fat head out of me mop. Here, I'll give it a tug.
Collie, too.
Now, get on with you, you masher.
I ain't no masher, lady. You remember me.
Get along with your sly city ways and your yellow shoes. It ain't safe to be talking to the likes of you.
But, lady,
the next thing I know, I'll be coming to me senses in some low dive like that poor little Ann Baxter.
But, Miss Bucket,
I'll get along with you, you gibbering simpleton, before I dance a gluckum or a clog on that weasel head of yours.
All right, all right. Gringo. Oh, here's the research room right here. Gee whiz, I never saw so many books. Look at the books. Origin of the Species, Primitive Culture, Migratory Habits of the English Barn Swallow. I bet that's a racy job. Allison's Monograph on the Fractional Distillation of Petroleum. Hey, maybe I'll take that one home. Nah, I'll wait till the picture comes out.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Curly.
Huh?
Over here, Phil.
Frankie. Yeah. What are you doing in the library?
Doing a little research.
Research?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a big book you're reading there. What's the name of it?
Drugging Horses for Fun and Profit.
Frankie, will you stop with that stuff? I want to talk to you. It's serious. Now, let me ask you one question. What is this Jean-François Remy that I hear on the radio?
Oh, you heard that boudoir melodies, eh?
Stop it. I'll say I heard it. What kind of a job is that?
My agent got it for me. Pays pretty good, too.
Yeah? How much?
30 francs a week and all the rock wool I can eat.
Look, Frankie, I told you before, I don't want you taking them outside jobs.
But, Phil, I need the dough. I gotta think of the future.
The future?
Of course. When you fold up, you got Alice to fall back on. What have I got? Pearl inlaid guitar and 400 Blatz beer caps.
All right, but remember, I want you to cut it out.
Yes, sir. Hey, Phil, what are you doing in the library?
I come in here to get a book on dogs.
Dogs? Curly, are you lucky you run into me?
Yeah?
Sure. For years, my old man used to race dogs at Miami, but he finally quit.
How come?
His legs gave out.
Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Look, I came in for a dog book because I'm entering Lieutenant Donahue in a dog show this afternoon.
That broken down dog?
Sure.
Well, wait a minute, Phil. Does he have a pedigree?
Frankie, that's between he and his doctor.
No, look, Phil, don't worry about the pedigree. If Lieutenant Donahue don't have none, I'll write one for him.
You'll write one?
Yeah, sure. Give me a pencil.
Oh, wait a minute, Frankie. Wait a minute. You can't do that. That's against the law. It's cheating. It's dishonest. And besides that, you ought to use a pen.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
All right, now put it.
Hello.
Hello, Alice.
Well, Rover, how did you make out at the dog show?
Well, I haven't been there yet, and I think I'll bring Lieutenant Donahoe home and... I want to forget the whole thing.
Oh, but Phil, why this sudden change? I thought you were very excited about entering the dog.
Well, I was, but the starch is beginning to wear off. Besides that, he's been playing dead for the past 3 hours.
But he always does that.
I know, but this time I don't think he's kidding.
What do you mean?
He's got his paws crossed over his chest.
Oh, honey, you can't back out now.
And he's saying, I ain't long for this world.
You can't back out now. It'll break the children's hearts. They've told everyone he's going to win a prize.
Oh, but honey, forget about it. It ain't got a chance.
Well, I don't care. You promised the children, and you've got to go through
with it. But sweetheart.
Phil Harris, take
it. All right. Goodbye. Oh, man, you just wait till this kid goes busted. She's going to see a new Harris. Come on, Lieutenant. Come on.
Now, come on now. We're going to the dog show.
And that just about finishes the preliminary entries in Class J here at the Beverly Hills Dog Show. The next class, I believe, is Dalmatian. Yes, I see, I'm correct. They're lining up now at the judge's stand. Oh, my. There's a rather odd-looking dog approaching the stand with a gentleman dressed in a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt. I believe they got... Oh, the dog just fell down. It seems... Oh, dear me, the man just fell down. There appears to be some sort of confusion down at the judge's stand and the entry...
You say your name is Mr. Harris?
That's right, Buster. That's right. Absolutely right. And here is Lieutenant Donahue.
I'm sorry. We're only judging live dogs today.
What do you mean? That dog's alive?
Oh, so he is. But he has a decided list to starboard.
Well, he can't help it. The wind's against him.
Yes. Yeah. And for that, I'm deeply grateful.
Huh?
Skip it, Buster. I notice your dog's nose is rather heavily scarred.
That ain't nothing, Doc. He got that way from eating out of garbage pails.
Indeed. Just a moment. Well, look at the creature's tail. It's standing straight up in the air. Here, I'll bend it down to the correct position, like this.
I guess I put too much starch in it.
Now I'll release the tail and see what happens. Are you sure this is a Dalmatian?
Well, he has a little Springer in him, too.
May I see this animal's pedigree? I surmise that he has one.
You surmise correctly. Here it is, Doc, right here.
Let's see. His grandsire was Rob Roy out of Highland Lass by Burlingame. That's rather good stock. Now his sire, Chevrolet Coupe out of Gas by Mulholland Drive. Sir, this dog is spurious.
He is not. I watch him like a hawk.
Take this beast and go.
Now, you wait a minute. You're not going to... Oh, he fell down again. Now, look at him. Look what you did.
Don't just stand there. Screw his head back on and go.
That's his collar.
I don't care what it is. Buzz off.
Buzz off. Buzz off. Sick him, Lieutenant. Sick him. Hey, Alice, Lassie's home. You can roll out the red carpet, baby.
Why, Phil, look at you. Your clothes are all torn and you've got a black eye.
Oh, that's nothing, kid. Nothing. Some hysterical woman hit me in the face with a bony Pekingese.
Phil, what happened to you?
Oh, nothing. Me and the lieutenant got in a little brawl.
You mean you started a fight at the Beverly Hills dog show?
Sure, we mixed it up a little. Someone called the cops, and when Lieutenant Donahue heard the sirens, he thought it was a fire.
A fire?
Yeah, you should have seen him. He jumped out of bed, pulled his pants on, and slid down a thin bystander.
Oh, Phil, I know you're exaggerating, but it was a terrible thing to start a fight. Now what are you going to tell the children?
What do you mean? Me and the lieutenant came home with first prize. Look at this.
Why, Phil, that's a beautiful silver cup. Let me read the inscription. Why, Phil Harris.
What's the matter?
Listen to this. First prize beer drinking contest. Presented by the Eagle Rock Chowder Club and Marching Society. Oh, Phil, you got this cup at a pawn shop.
I did not. Frankie loaned it to me.
Frankie?
Sure. His mother won it in 1907.
Oh, Phil, you're impossible.
All right. What I want to know is why do you let me do these things?
Well, I told you not to, but you never listened to me.
Well, believe me, I'm going to listen to you the next time.
You know, I've known you a long time, Phil. And I guess there's only one way to treat you, just like a little boy.
Alice.
Yes, Phil.
Can I play my Uncle Don records now?
Oh, Phil.
Oh,
coming around, I'll bet you. And I'll bet you that I get you. You wait and see. Sooner or later you'll wanna be hanging around, I'll bet you. And I'll bet you if I let you, you'll baby me. You're gonna knock on my door, you did it before. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when, but sooner or later you're gonna be coming around and want my loving again. You've done it before. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly when, but sooner or later you're gonna be coming around and want my loving again. Hot shot, want my loving again.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Almost everyone has dandruff at one time or another, but no one needs to be bothered with those embarrassing flakes. For you can remove dandruff easily and thoroughly with the first application of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Yes, Fitch is easy to use. You simply apply the shampoo directly from the bottle to your hair and scalp before adding water. Massage briskly, and then add water gradually while Fitch penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp. Fitch's special antiseptic action dissolves all traces of dandruff and then forms a rich lather to float it away. That's how easy Fitch is to use, and its results in removing dandruff show how thoroughly efficient it is. Fitch is the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. So, folks, when you notice dandruff on your hair and scalp or shoulder, don't ignore it. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Phil, Lieutenant Donahue is getting awfully conceited since he won that cup.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see him? He's upstairs lying on the chaise lounge smoking your best cigars.
Yeah, I don't mind that so much, but he's got on my black silk negligee, too.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Laugh a while, let a song be your style, use Fitch Shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair.
Men, use Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic daily. It makes your scalp tingle with that feeling of new life and pep. Fitch's Ideal is not sticky or greasy, so pep up your scalp and give your hair that well-groomed look with Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.